I'm good. I just wanted to say good afternoon to all of you, and I know some of you have tried to reach me, and I just, what I'm comfortable with is obviously going through our public relations people, and I, you know, help build a relationship with all of you, but it just, it, at this time, it was just, I think this is the right way to do it, and have a chance to talk to all of you together. And I think you had a question.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that. I guess right off the bat, I heard you on the radio in San Diego yesterday, and you're saying you did watch the Panthers quite a bit despite being in football last year. Where did this offense stall last year at times, and what are you looking to fix in that?
Well, you know, for me to, I'm looking at a lot of tape now, and I did get a chance to see a lot of Carolina games. And you know, when you're watching it as a fan on TV, it's I think it would be hard to for me to give that type of opinion on. You know, I watched Carolina beat Minnesota. The offense played awfully well. So there's so many good things that this group has done over an extended period of time, and you know, we're just looking to continue to build on the things that this group of players has been able to do. And then I think, you know, we want to help each player improve. And, you know, I would start with there's a young, really young group of players on the offensive side, particularly the receiver position. And I think when you have that kind of youth, that's where you can really improve. You know, and we have got a couple of guys coming off injuries, those type of things. So those were certainly areas we'll focus on.
Steve Reed from the Associated Press. Welcome to Carolina, or back to Carolina, I guess.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, Cam is over the past 7 years carried the ball 828 times. That's more than any quarterback in the league. He's coming off a year where he had a career high 139 carries. What is your philosophy on that? Is that too many? Would you like to limit his reps? Would you like him to run the same amount? What are you thinking in terms of him as a runner, and you know, how much you will use him in that way?
Well, he's incredible as a runner. He's just an amazing player at that position. So, you know, there's two ways that he ends up carrying the ball. Obviously, it's designed runs, and then he's made a lot of plays where he's kept the ball in passing situations, or when he brought back to throw it and the opportunity to run opened up. I think that's a real threat to defenses. Defenses, they're really bothered by that. So, you know, he's always got to have that part of his game. He's always got to have the threat to run. You know, so depending on who we're playing, how we're playing, and things that are going, I think it's always going to be a part of what we do.
Coach David Newton with ESPN.com. One of the things people said about you that you're really good at is taking the flaws and making improving players. What do you see in Cam Newton that needs to improve?
That's what I'm doing. I'm watching as much tape as I can right now and really you know, breaking down different things in terms of the different style of offenses when he's in it, when he's in a quick drop, when he's in a five or seven step drop, when he's in the play action pass, when he's in the movements. You know, I think there's some things that technically that we'll work on. When a guy's played as much as Cam, I think one of the things that really helps him improve is getting all the people around him playing at a high level. So I think there's, you know, some technique things that we'll zero in on with Cam, and then there'll be a major emphasis on the details of the route running, style of routes, do things where, you know, we can do as much to help Cam and help him get the ball out quicker, and, you know, that helps the protection, it helps everybody.